Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome back for another Q&A edition of Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 2121. I'm your host, Greg Audino, back with you for the second time today, and ready to do my favorite thing on this show, which is answering a question submitted by one of the listeners. If this is something you might be interested in doing, submitting a question, that is, listen to my commentary at the end for instructions on how. But first, let's see how we can support today's asker as we get into the question now and optimize your life. Hey, Greg. I've lost both my mother and father, and I'm very lonely without them. Any ideas to help me out? All right. Short question. Very powerful, needless to say. Thanks for reaching out for help, asker. So I'll start by saying that I don't know what it's like to lose a parent. I haven't been there. It is something I think about daily, however. And that's because I anticipate it being one of the most difficult phases of life that I will face. So as I try to step outside of myself and sort of take a bird's eye view of my own life, I can expect that deep pain to come my way when it's time for my parents to go. And in doing this, I find comfort in three places. And I'll talk through them, and I encourage you to sit with whatever feelings they bring up for you. So the first idea that brings me comfort is the fact that in contemplating this reality, while I still have my parents here, I'm able to consider how I can best use the remaining time I still have with them. I do live far from both of them, so seeing them isn't always so easy, though I do make time to go. And we do talk on the phone, of course. But most importantly, I'm able to be grateful for them. I'm able to show them more love, forgiveness, compassion, understanding. Right? I have time to reflect on how valuable they are to me, being the first anchors I ever had in life. And I can bring this appreciation into my interactions with them. And I find that this is the very best thing I can do to love both myself and them, now and from my best estimate after they pass. Now, I know you don't have this phase anymore, this opportunity anymore. Your time with them has passed, as it was always supposed to. But the feelings of loneliness you're experiencing tell me that you shared a lot of love with your parents. Sure, you might have wished you'd seen them more or avoided certain conflicts or what have you. You know, no one navigates any relationship with complete precision. But feeling lonely without them is reflective of love. And so what I'm saying is I can only hope to feel this way when my parents go, because it means that I appreciated my time with them to the best of my ability, which again, right now is my best estimate as to what I can do. So to feel lonely without them, you know, it's much better than to feel indifference or resentment or even joy. You know, there are people out there who do feel this way about the passing of their parents, and though they may not know it or show it, it's a really heavy cross to bear. And yours is heavy too. But it is a sign that you extracted love from those relationships while you had them. And this is the best we can hope to do once all is said and done, even if it didn't feel as though love was there every step of the way, because it never will. Now, the second idea that brings me comfort is that while life without parents lasts forever once it starts, the phase that I mentioned in the beginning is a phase of incredible hardship that inevitably slows over time, you know, right after they pass, this phase that you're in now. Now, hopefully this really painful phase is left as a small blip on the radar of your time on this planet. And this is to say that you are in a healing process, and you are taking steps to recover and come to terms with these losses. Reaching out to me is a step you've taken to find healing. And though it might not be a perfectly upward trajectory and different feelings may flare up unexpectedly, you are doing what you need to do to recover right now. It's happening as you listen to this. Every time you reach out for help, every time you share a good memory about your parents or forgive your parents or take care of yourself, or allow yourself to embrace these feelings that you're having without suppressing them, etc. All of these things, when you are doing them, you are slowly returning back to stasis, or at least feeling at stasis. It might take a while to come to terms with the fact that these losses and these feelings are perfectly normal. But after that, you will actually start to feel that normality. So much has been broken, which means that so much is on the verge of being rebuilt. Which brings me to the third source of comfort I find when considering what life after my parents are gone might look like. And that would be the rebuild and what it's left me with, the condition it's left me in. I don't want my parents to go any more than you wanted your parents to go. But I know that in that small but powerful percentage of time spent in my life shortly after they go, and when my pain is at its worst, as yours is now, I will be becoming stronger. You might look back on how past hurts have made you stronger, perhaps some to the point that you were grateful for having them. You can become stronger from this too. You know, you are an individual first and foremost. We all are, in spite of how connected we may feel to our parents or anyone else who we're close with. And who you are as your own person, that individual self, can grow now perhaps more than ever. Your independence can grow. Your ability to be grateful for loved ones can grow. As you now join the legion of billions of people on this earth who understand what it means to lose a parent, your senses of compassion and connectedness can grow. It's a heavy cost, needless to say, but it's also a gift your parents have given you. And in this way, they're still with you, guiding you in a different way. So all this to say, Asker, you are in a time of great transition. It's one of the hardest, if not the hardest, transitions life will put you through. Your loneliness, your sadness, guilt, shame, fear, anger, whatever you're feeling, it is valid. My response here today is unlikely to make you feel all better just by itself. It's not supposed to. No single form of catharsis will make this pain go away just in a flash. But rather, the assortment of your experiences right now are slowly but surely providing you the tools you need to grow from the loss of your parents, all while honoring their memory at the same time, most importantly. Okay, and thanks again to the asker for submitting this question. I really have so much admiration for all of you that send in such questions and have the bravery to open up like this to me and effectively to those who listen too. There's a lot of community that comes from choosing to do this, and I hope that remembering this can also help you recognize that you are not alone, asker. Now, for anyone else who is seeking help in their relationships, you are encouraged to submit a question for the show if you'd like to. As I said, I would be more than happy to provide support and whatever help I can. So you can email your question to me. The email address is advice@oldpodcast.com, advice@oldpodcast.com. Don't be shy. I read them all and you will definitely get a response back. But that will wrap up another episode of ORD. Thank you very much for tuning in and helping to support a fellow listener today. Enjoy the remainder of your weekend, and I'll see you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.